On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A woman's in a serious condition in a London hospital and a man's been arrested following a stabbing in Broadstairs. A girl and a boy were also hurt in the attack in Albion Road in the St Peter's part of the town just before 8 this morning. The children's injuries aren't thought to be serious. This woman saw what happened.
I had someone screaming for help. So I looked over the window and there's a lady on the ground bleeding with blood everywhere. But there were a couple of people next to her helping her with first aid. It was absolutely terrifying. From what police say, it's a serious crime and they'll be here all day.
Police say they're not looking for anyone else.
KMFM News.
A man who crashed into a car whilst driving the wrong way along the M20 after making a 50-hour trip from Poland has been jailed. Two people were badly injured when the car was hit by Christoph Stopko's vehicle between junctions 10 and 11 in April. The 35-year-old from Basingstoke admitted causing injury by dangerous driving. He's been locked up for more than 2.5 years. The US says Russia is responsible for an attack on an aid convoy in Syria, which killed 20 people. Moscow denies any involvement, though. The UN Security Council is to discuss Syria this afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Chris Parker says the impact of the bombing could be disastrous.
The coalition led by the US and UK in Afghanistan had tragedies, but what the effect of this is more important is that aid has now been withheld and stopped by the UN. And of course, the Red Cross, Red Crescent and others. That's a huge humanitarian tragedy ahead. That was seen as a lifeline for those people, especially in Aleppo.
KMFM News.
A 53-year-old woman's fighting for her life in hospital following a crash near Sandwich. The green Renault Clio she was travelling in was involved in a collision with a brown Peugeot on the A258 yesterday lunchtime. A woman and two children in the other car suffered minor injuries. Police closed the road for 7 hours to investigate. Two of Kent's water companies say they're committed to making improvements after seeing a rise in the number of complaints from customers. Affinity saw an 82% increase, while Southern Water was the worst performer for the fourth year running. This woman's been trying to get a bill from them since moving house 10 months ago.
Really, if you go onto the Southern Water website, there's no easy way to contact them in terms of making a complaint, which is one thing. So they need to make it easier to make complaints to their organisation, and people need to deliver on what they promise.
The firms have been told to report back to the Consumer Council for Water by the end of October.
KMFM News.
A man and a woman have been arrested after workers at a Sheppey factory were shot at with an air rifle. A man in his 20s has been treated for a pellet wound to his back, whilst a woman in her 50s suffered a back and leg injury. The attacks are said to have happened in an alleyway off Queensway as they walked to a pharmaceuticals company in Queenborough. Britain's oldest brewer, which is based in Kent, is celebrating an increase in profits. Shepherd Neame in Faversham has seen pre-tax profits grow by almost 11% to more than £10 million. It follows a programme of investment to do up their pubs across the county. Jonathan Neame is a chief exec.
1 year of investment doesn't make a jot of difference, really. It's sustained an incremental investment and thinking for the long term and being very clear where we want to get to. I think that's one of Shepherd Neame's strengths.
And George Clooney says he's very sorry to hear Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are breaking up. The actress filed for divorce yesterday, saying it's for the health of their family. The couple, who have 6 children, married in 2014, 10 years after getting together.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham travel to Tottenham in the third round of the EFL Cup later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, the game's taking place after the Jewels beat Premier League side Watford in round two last month. Tonight's game will see manager Justin Edinburgh return to his former club. He says that won't be a distraction, though.
It's about my players, my football club, which is Gillingham, who I work for. And it is trying to try and replicate what we did at Watford. That's what we can't lose sight of, and that's what I won't lose sight of.
Kick off at White Hart Lanes at 8. You can follow the action via at Kent Online Jules on Twitter. Meantime, Manchester City begin defence tonight in the competition when they go to Swansea. League One Northampton aim to take advantage of a bad week or so for Manchester United, who've lost 3 matches in a row in all competitions. And in cricket, Kent's final game of the season is finally underway. They're taking on top of the table Essex in Division Division 2 of the County Championship at Canterbury. Play on the opening day yesterday had to be abandoned without a ball being bowled because of a wet outfield. Kent are in bat and are currently on 106 for 2.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.